Hello, Greg Nicolai here, and welcome to our latest episode of We've Got You Covered. As America opens up, we here at Madison want to let you know that we're all here and have been for over 20 years. Hey, everybody, hope you're doing well. We are back. It's been about a week and a half, and we are all pivoting as we get back to work and we help our clients reduce their insurance costs, save thousands of dollars to make sure that they're in their best position to go forward in this time of recovery. I do want to give you an update on what's been going on in the industry over the last week and a half. I think that's the last time we spoke. The PPP Reform Act was approved. This provides some updated benefits to the original PPP loan program that came out, the bailout. First and foremost, instead of having just an 8-week compressed time to spend your proceeds, your loan amount, it's been expanded to 24 weeks, and that's going to help businesses stay in business when they can spend that money over a longer period of time, i.e. monthly rental expenses or monthly mortgage amounts can be now extended over a longer period of time. So they're going to be able to be back, be in business at least, as they prepare to get back in business. As well, some adjustments to the payroll. Payroll prior to this was 75% of the proceeds you received, the loan you got, were mandated to be spent on payroll. That's been reduced to 60%. A lot of companies don't have employees anymore, so really those payroll expenses weren't able to be paid out. But now reducing it to 60% is a big help. And conversely, that's going to increase the amount that an employer can spend on expenses from 25% to 40%. So again, being able to spend more of that money on expenses means he's going to have a business for employees to return to. So some good reforms there. That was well done. Another official announcement, UnitedHealthcare, we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks. Looks like we were a little bit ahead of the news, which is a good thing, good for us. But the premium credit is being applied officially to small and large groups and in the states of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. Those credits will be automatic. Look for it in your upcoming premium invoices. But again, UnitedHealthcare, way to step up. And so far, you're the only one that we've seen doing this or announced this, kind of looking for the rest of the healthcare carriers there. Why aren't they following suit? Their expenses have been reduced drastically. Really, all of the healthcare for the last few months has been just on COVID. It's now expanding back into regular healthcare, but there's probably a lot of leftover money there that can be redistributed back to customers in the form of a credit, just like UnitedHealthcare did. So great job to UnitedHealthcare. We really give you a lot of credit for that. Litigation continues to kind of bounce around. In-N-Out Burger chain just announced that they're throwing their hat into the litigation ring. They are suing their insurance carrier, Zurich, over the claim denial for the virus exclusion, as well as breach of contract. We continue to watch that. Anything breaks, anybody's successful, we'll report that back to you. You might be able to use that to appeal a claim on your own policy. Legislation, that's been quiet, but it is heating up. Hopefully it's not too little too late, but there is a group out of Louisiana known as the Business Interruption Group, and their legal team is proposing at a federal level, with apparently the support of both the House and the Senate, bipartisan support, that carriers that are willing to pay a business interruption claim on the basis of good faith, even if there is exclusionary language in the policy, but they go ahead and pay the claim anyway, would be eligible for a federal reimbursement with this bill. And really, business interruption is the best way to keep a company solvent during the COVID crisis. And that is because business interruption pays things like payroll, expenses, and net income. You know, with those items, with that coverage, you could be whole during this as a business owner, and most importantly, have a business to go back to and have a business that employees can come back to and then contribute to continued success. So that might be something. We'll be watching it. It has not been officially proposed, so it's just in the thought level, but apparently in the whisper rooms, it is there is some support for it. We'll see if anything is officially announced or there's a proposal of a bill. We'll keep you posted on that. For the individual policies, your business insurance, we again urge you to reprice your policies. Carriers continue to be flexible. For many of our clients, we're able to reduce and restructure their policies. That results in savings of thousands of dollars, tens of thousands, or depending on the size, even hundreds of thousands of dollars in premium. This puts our customers in their best position to go forward in a successful way from here on out as we pivot and get back to business. Of course, make sure you filed your business interruption claims. We talked about litigation just a moment ago. Anything breaks there, you want to make sure you're on record with your carrier. You have a claim to appeal in case you can possibly get a reversal. Premium payment extensions, those are kind of phasing out. They're getting tougher to get. Ask your carrier. It never hurts. You might have success in getting some flexibility there. Personal insurance, low use, quarantine discounts are being extended. We're seeing that happen. Initially, they were announced for April and May. We're now seeing June be included. I haven't heard anything about July, but if that happens, we'll make sure we report it to you. But those extensions, those credits are being extended. You should see those automatically on your policies, either at renewal or in your billing cycle. Premium payment extensions on personal insurance, it's same as business insurance. It's starting to phase out. It's somewhat available. Ask your carrier. You never know what kind of accommodation you can get. Life insurance, accelerated underwriting, continues to be the name of the game for the life insurance industry. If you need life insurance for family protection, estate planning, key man insurance, buy-sell insurance, really great time to buy life insurance, easy to get it issued. If you qualify, make sure you're looking at that. Life insurance premium payment flexibility, that continues. Again, phasing out is really the name of the game for premium payment delays, flexibility. Ask your carrier, you might get lucky. Health insurance, we just talked about UnitedHealthcare. I want to give them another thumbs up. Just a great job by them with their premium discount. And the only thing really left over is premium payment flexibility. There again, phasing out. But for sure, give a try, ask your carrier. You might get a surprise answer. Well, that's all the news we have this week, everybody. Be sure to stay safe, and we'll speak again soon. Thanks very much.